Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden turns his focus today on health care in two executive actions. The administration will open a special enrollment period February to May for people to sign up for insurance under the Affordable Care Act that Biden helped create under the Obama administration. He's asking federal agencies to reexamine policies that might make it tougher for people with pre-existing conditions, perhaps related to COVID-19, to enroll in the ACA and Medicaid. Biden's also issued a memorandum to expand access to comprehensive reproductive health. Biden spoke today to steps he's taken to reverse former President Trump's actions.
There's nothing new that we're doing here other than restoring the Affordable Care Act and restoring the Medicaid to the way it was before Trump became president, which by fiat he changed, made more inaccessible, more expensive, and more difficult for people to qualify for either of those two items.
In the fallout of the coronavirus crisis, a state attorney general in New York says state officials dramatically underreported the number of nursing home deaths during the pandemic. NPR's Brian Mann reports details of the investigation were released this morning.
Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has faced scrutiny for his handling of nursing home safety during the pandemic and for refusing to release detailed data about nursing home deaths. Earlier this week, a top Democrat in the state legislature threatened to issue subpoenas to force release of the information. Now the state attorney general, Letitia James, also a Democrat, has released a report that found the Cuomo administration undercounted nursing home deaths by as much as 50%. In a statement, James said it's, quote, imperative that we understand why the residents of nursing homes in New York unnecessarily suffered at such an alarming rate. The Cuomo administration hasn't responded to NPR's request for comment. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Two Democratic senators are introducing a bill that would eliminate sentencing disparities for federal cocaine charges. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the current law disproportionately punishes Black and Latino people.
The so-called Equal Act would put sentences for crack cocaine on par with those for powder cocaine. The current law punishes people 18 times more harshly for crack cocaine than for powder. The bill would apply retroactively to people already convicted and sentenced. Incoming Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin says 81% of the people convicted of crack cocaine charges from 2015 to 2019 are Black. Another co-sponsor, New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker, says the new legislation will help repair the broken criminal justice system. The move is part of a broader effort to reconsider harsh drug laws from the 1980s and 90s. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is up nearly 500 points. This is NPR News. Pope Francis is planning a historic meeting with one of the world's top Shiite Muslim leaders during his planned visit to Iraq in March. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports a meeting has been confirmed by the patriarch of Iraq's largest Christian community.
Patriarch Louis Raphael Sacco, the head of Iraq's Chaldean Catholic Church, announced the papal trip's program in early March during a video conference Thursday. The Pope will travel to Najaf, the patriarch said, where he will meet privately with Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, the great world Shiite leader. Along with Najaf and Baghdad, Francis will also visit Erbil, Mosul, and the ancient ruins of Ur, revered as the birthplace of Abraham, father of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. While the visit will come amid a worsening security situation in Iraq, the Vatican says any postponement would be due to the coronavirus pandemic. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Brazil's trying to confirm reports of a coronavirus outbreak among the indigenous Yanomami people that resulted in the deaths of 9 children from 2 villages. According to the Associated Press, a team has been sent into the Amazon rainforest to investigate. Indigenous leaders have been asking for more help, especially with vaccines. More than 1.7 million coronavirus cases among indigenous populations have been reported. U.S. stocks are trading higher this hour. The Dow's up 496 points, 1.6%, at 30,801. This is NPR News.